She knows a lot about Hollywood. She's written about it. She's written books, and she's co-written a movie that will premiere tonight. Lori Jacobson is on the KSRO live line. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
A pleasure to talk to you and to talk about Haunted Wine Country. I mean, it is the month to do just that, I suppose.
It is. Let's kick off the Halloween season today. This is the sequel to last year's Haunted Sonoma County. Tom Wersch is the filmmaker, and believe it or not, more than 10,000 people saw it last year.
Oh, really?
So we're excited to premiere the sequel tonight and tomorrow night at the Sebastiani Theater in Sonoma.
One of the things I love about the premiere at the Sebastiani, Lori, is that the Sebastiani Theater itself is said to be haunted.
Yes, it is. And
yeah.
It's in last year's feature. So it's a really popular venue for us.
You know, I mean, I could just drive down a cul-de-sac and say, oh, that house is haunted. Yeah, it's got this. What makes a house haunted? Why are these houses specially haunted?
Well, you know, they are all around us. And if we didn't walk so quickly through life, we could actually detect them. But detect them more often because, you know, it's, hey, you know, the spirits are around us, either taking care of us or some of them are kind of pissed off. it runs the gamut in Haunted Wine Country. And we go back more than 150 years to the scene of stagecoach stops and roadhouses, brothels and gambling dens and opera houses and theaters and Fort Ross, where there was Russian collusion. And
gee, that sounds like ripped from the headlines right there.
Well, you know, you learn so much about the area in which we live while you're seeing, you know, who you have to know who lived here to know who's still haunting the area.
What are some of the places around here that we might visit and might pay extra attention to in the spirit world?
We cover a lot of the area. So in Napa, we have the Napa Courthouse. There are at least half a dozen ghosts that haunt that area, including a serial killer who was executed there, and his unfortunate victim haunts the site of her senseless murder. The Sonoma Asylum, the former Sonoma Asylum, which is now an office building in which everyone who goes there gets ill. It housed the survivors of the Philadelphia experiment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
Well, I walk into this building and think I've walked into an asylum. So I think a lot of people will be able to relate to that.
Oh, well. It is, KSRO is kind of scary, I have to admit.
And you co-wrote this, Lori, right?
Well, I host the film, so I wrote the host stand-up part,
mm-hmm.
and the rest is really interviews with gifted psychics and parapsychologists and authors and historians, and they explain some pretty interesting things like advancements in spirit photography, and they use devices to measure spirit energy and activity, EVPs, which are recordings of ghostly voices. So we really get into it a lot more than we did last year.
You know what? I always see these pictures of San Francisco's old Playland amusement park. I had no idea that the last few days of that park were haunted.
And, you know, this filmmaker, Tom Wersch, he did a wonderful documentary on Playland as well. You know, ghosts run the gamut. They were human, so they return to places that they love, wanting to re-experience the fun or good times that they had there. They may be seeking revenge for, you know, terrible deeds committed against them. So they stick around for very human reasons.
Are they ever just looking for a way out, Lori?
Yes. Some of them have no understanding of why they can see you and hear you, but you apparently can't see them. They don't know about going to the light and going forward. Some of them, yeah, a lot of those are children who never had death explained to them. Others are people who thought all this stuff was hogwash and don't believe in it, and so they're kind of trapped where they are. And we can help those spirits.
So, Lori, you are going to introduce the Haunted Wine Country film tonight and tomorrow night at the Sebastiani Theater. And I understand people better get their tickets fast because it usually sells out, right?
Yes. There will be a few tickets at the theater if you want to get there early. The screening starts at 7 p.m. And there are a few tickets on brownpapertickets.com. There are 19 tickets left there for tonight and a few more for Tuesday.
Wow. It's a popular thing. Haunted Wine Country premieres tonight and tomorrow in Sonoma at the Sebastiani Theater. Lori, pleasure to have you on, and let's get you back more often, shall we?
Pat and Larry, thank you so much for squeezing me in on this very busy morning. We appreciate it.
Happy to do it. That is Lori Jacobson, author of many books about Hollywood, and now hosting Haunted Wine Country tonight.